and also our faith leaders. They know that this crisis is much more than physical and environmental schisms. We have a deeply wounded spirit as a people that is in desperate need of healing and restoration. And we must look to our Almighty Creator to find our proper place in humanity, our proper place as that one
strength. Mr. Schwab, I think the metaverse is a great tool to reinvent the way we work. But in general, my question is, in the moment, we see quite a big decline in trust in political institutions and also in their representatives worldwide. And a meeting here in Davos, to what extent do you think this can strengthen to build this trust again?
I would refer afterwards also to Brad Smith. I think what is essential is to make sure that the system as such, the technology, can be trusted. And one of the village partners, for example, is Interpol. So we work together already with the necessary instances to make sure that the system is as safe as it can be.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
The next decades will see the greatest industrial transformation of our times, maybe of any times. And those who develop and manufacture the technology that will be the foundation of tomorrow's economy will have the greatest competitive edge. So the scale of the opportunity is clear for all to see.
You know, the State of the Union's coming up, and the president's got to, you know, and I think will because he believes this, we got to move this. Because that's the only way we keep 1.5 degrees alive. So how do we get there? Well, the lesson I've learned in the last years, and I learned it as secretary and I've learned it since, reinforced in spades, is money, 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 money. And I'm sorry to say that. I mean, yes, technology. Yes, exciting new initiatives. Yes, organizing. Winning races politically. I mean, what happened in the midterms in the United States is nothing less than miraculous. And it happened because young people voted. And the second most voted issue was climate. It's a huge deal. But we have to go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to. I am not convinced we're going to get there in time to do what the scientists said, which is avoid the worst consequences of the crisis.
Doctors in the country are out with an unusual warning tonight about those new streetlights that we're seeing more and more of. Andrea Borba on the concern the lights could be giving off an unhealthy glow.
These LED street lamps going up all over the Bay Area and the country were hailed as the wave of the future. Energy efficient, brighter, giving everything a truer color. Even yours truly in this story from 2014. But now the American Medical Association says the technological lighting advances are bad for your health. The problem comes down to color. The old sodium lights throw off a yellow light. The new LED bulbs, blue.
So that would be a problem because anyone who's out at night and would be exposed to the blue light might make it very difficult for them to fall asleep, even without a sleep disorder such as insomnia.
Dr. Cleet Kushida is the medical director at Stanford Sleep Medicine Center. He says blue lights everywhere could turn us into a nation of sleepless zombies.
Zombies!
Is that it suppresses melatonin secretion. And the melatonin is important because it's one of the key hormones for helping to initiate sleep.
Apple recently introduced the night shift feature. It reduces the amount of blue light that iPhones emit at night. Now screens turn a bit warmer. Dr. Kushida says the shade of the light is important for sleep.
If a lot of the lights at night were replaced by blue wave-like light and of high intensity, that can cause individuals to have difficulty falling asleep.
Andrea Borba.
We're going to turn into zombies, he said.
The next decades will see the greatest industrial transformation of our times, maybe of any times. And those who develop and manufacture the technology that will be the foundation of tomorrow's economy will have the greatest competitive edge. So the scale of the opportunity is clear for all to see. Decades will see the greatest industrial transformation of our times, maybe of any times. And those who develop and manufacture the technology that will be the foundation of tomorrow's economy will have the greatest competitive edge. So the scale of the opportunity is clear for all to see.
So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demand.
Also, our faith leaders, they know that this crisis is much more than physical and environmental schisms. We have a deeply wounded spirit as a people that is in desperate need of healing and restoration. And we must look to our Almighty Creator to find our proper place in humanity, our proper place as that one strand.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. To the elites, to the kings of this dark world, go ahead. Throw your calamities our way. Your monkeypox, your COVID, your donkeypox, whatever else you got up your little sleeve. Because the people of the Most High are covered. So whatever you do is going to boomerang back on you. You can hide in your caves, in your little bunkers, come up with all kinds of little things to throw at us, in your little satanic pea brain. But guess what? Our Father is going to find you in your caves, in your bunkers, and snuff you out. So, beware, because our Father's coming for you.